It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Number one, they didn't get down there again until the game was completely out of doubt.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
And number two,
by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
You know, that was just it.
You forgot number two, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. What did I say?
Gordon wants me to mention something about him right now. Why don't you get on the mic and just tell everybody yourself? Your gayness.
You know, this team's just not that good.
Craig Miller, were you in the studio when this happened?
I was.
Oh, my God.
Did Gordon say something in the background while Barb was trying to do her traffic?
He did.
And what was that?
He told her to acknowledge and mention his gayness.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
E-Brake brought to us by Classic BMW. We're going to give you three candidates, and you get to vote on them at 888-787-1310. And candidate number one comes to us from Bad Radio. It's that character, Bob Sturm. And he was talking about the Teddy Bridgewater trade, except Bob did not call him Teddy.
It's not horrible. The Cowboys should have been in on Teddy Bridgewater.
I agree.
Look,
nothing happened.
Look, it was clearly two D's, even if it was Tid.
It was T-I-D-D-Y.
It was very Freudian.
Even if they were...
You want to be in on that.
You do want to be in on that.
Just like your breast friends.
I don't need it from you too, Julie.
Notice the theme here.
Julie getting on the board.
She has Rico out of the gate.
Everything leads back. Okay, so the Cowboys
Bob, trying to get
don't
back on
want
track.
Teddy Bridgewater.
It's always funny when Bob has one of those. Remember his very unfortunate pronunciation of the Nuggets?
Yeah, let's... Mm-hmm. Let's just forget about that.
Or Buccaneers.
That's right.
Or Buccaneers, yeah. Makes everybody tense. All right, let's hear the beginning of that just one more time.
It's not horrible. The Cowboys should have been in on Teddy Bridgewater.
I agree.
Look,
nothing happened.
Look, it was clearly two D's, even if it was Tid.
It was T-I-D-D-Y.
I think Bob thought just for a split second, he could go on and no one would say anything. And then he realized, okay.
Then he realized he works at the ticket.
He works at the ticket and he's going to have to do maybe 3 minutes on it before they can move on. Well, there's Bob as candidate number one. Candidate number two is from the morning crew here, the morning musers. Gordon Keith is up for an emergency break of the week.
Yes.
We were talking about, can people make a comeback from a scandal? And Gordo brought up comments from Matt Damon and then said something very unfortunate.
Okay, here's the philosophical question. Should people be allowed to make a comeback?
Well, what's the offense?
Well, you know, we're trying to do that thing about how, you remember how Matt Damon said that there were degrees
right.
of offenses, and yes. then Matt Damon took it in the ass for that?
God.
Well,
whoa.
Well,
geez. What?
I don't know if-
Get yeah. kicked in the ass for that.
Yeah, there we go.
That's what I'm talking
about. So shocking.
Okay.
Shock.
Okay. He got shot in the...
In the booty.
In the donkey.
I think it's... I think you meant to say Matt Damon took it in the shorts.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can
yes.
Gordo come back from this?
Yeah. Can I come I back know. From the... From Assgate? Can I...
I don't know.
Anyway... Why can't I say that he was knifed in the jackass for this? That's fair. I think that's only fair.
Yes, it is only fair that you're up for the E-Brake.
God, that sent the show into a tailspin, didn't it?
That's all reared up.
Oh, gosh.
Like we saw a rattlesnake or something. All right, just the beginning of that one again.
Okay, here's the philosophical question. Should people be allowed to make a comeback?
Well, what's the offense?
Well, you know, we're trying to do that thing about how, you remember how Matt Damon said that there were degrees
right.
of offenses, and yes. then Matt Damon took it in the ass for that?
God.
Whoa.
Well,
geez.
What?
I don't know if...
Get kicked in the ass for that.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, it sounded a lot better when you said it that way. All right, Gordo, you are candidate number two. And candidate number three is a little combo play here with Mike Soroy and the great Donovan. They had a pretty interesting segment. They were talking about college stadiums that they wanted to visit. Donnie's going to Michigan and Notre Dame this weekend. And they were going down a list of stadiums. And then Mike got confused, and then Donnie got confused. And a little combo here of an e-break.
FSU is another stadium I've been to. Doke Campbell? Which one of those?
I don't know if it would be Doak Walker.
Okay, so it's Doak Campbell then.
All right. Because that would be odd for them, Florida State, to name their stadium after the TCU dude.
Okay. Well, that's the only two Doaks I know, and I got them screwed up for a moment. Yeah, Doak Campbell Stadium in Tallahassee.
Doak Walker go to TCU?
We were screwing up everything.
Right, right.
Where's Norm?
I'm typing right now.
SMU.
I knew SMU was in my head.
There are so many steering wheels getting pounded.
Right. Doak problem.
Yeah. I'm sorry. That's my Bob Lilly moment with Sam Madison. Doak Walker went to SMU, not TCU. All right. SMU.
So many tight grip steering wheels right now.
Well, they were typing as soon as I said it. I was like, that didn't sound right when it came out of my mouth. Okay. Doak Walker, SMU.
God, that was a mess.
That was a big mess, wasn't it? Yeah, having Doak problems there with Mike and Donnie.
Whoever thought that Soroy telling a story about going to a game in Tallahassee would cause Donnie to scream Doak Walker SMU. Just never thought we'd get there.
That's how that ended. That is a weird way. All right, so you got Bob, you got Gordo, or you got Mike and Donnie. 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, George. Good morning.
Morning.
Vaginal slice, Mournborn?
Yes. Don't say yes. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to responsibly vote for Julie Dobbs.
She's not what? Up. That I know of. What's that?
I hung up on him.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, morning, musers.
Howdy.
I'd like to vote for sweet, sweet Matt Damon's bottom, and I want to thank George for what he lets Coco do to his body.
Okay, thanks.
Coco, right here, caller.
Oh. You're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
You know what I am right here?
Yes, ma'am.
Not dying.
Hey, Neither, I want to vote for the great Gordo. Just, you know, love you. Go Red Riders.
Yeah, go Red Riders. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Oh, hi, you first.
Hey, triple fake tiger.
I would like to vote for Bob.
Okay. Okay. That's the way you play that right there. Hi, you're on the... Each <Sorry. golfer. laughs> Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, guys, it's me.
Time, sir. Thank you for your time.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I'd like to vote for his royal gayness, Gordo Keith.
Is that what you're going by now?
That was my nickname in high school, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
Hi, musers. I just wanted to responsibly vote for Bob Sturm.
I love you madly, Giorgio.
Here's that woman.
Hi, you're on ticket AM and FM, voting in the emergency break of the week.
Good morning. Is this sports?
Yep.
1310 the ticket?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
KTCK AM.
Yeah.
You bet.
I'd like to vote for the great Gordo.
Thank you, kind sir.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, I'd like to vote inclusively for my buddy Gordon Keith and his rear boy hole. Front hole slides, Mournborn.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner.
Yeah!
Greg Gordo has done it again.
Woo! Okay, here's the philosophical question. Should people be allowed to make a comeback?
Well, what's the offense?
Well, you know, we're trying to do that thing about how, you remember how Matt Damon said that there were degrees
right.
of offenses, and yes. then Matt Damon took it in the ass for that?
God.
Well, whoa.
Well, geez.
What?
I don't know if
Get kicked in the ass for that.
Yeah, there we go.
That's what I'm talking
about. So shocking.
Okay. Okay. He got shot in the...
In the booty.
In the donkey.
I think it's... I think you meant to say Matt Damon took it in the shorts.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can Gordo come back from this?
Yes. Yeah. Can I come back from the... From Assgate? Can I...
I don't know.
Anyway... Why can't I say that he was knifed in the jackass for this? That's fair. I think that's only fair.
And it's only fair that you have another e-brake win, Gordo.
Thank you.
How many is that, Fernando?
76th win, 21 behind Norman Ball Hoister Hitzkins.